This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Coffee time!
Put moron number two on the phone.
Just when you don't think he can get any worse.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good!
We're at Friday, and I tell you what, we've got a nice big show coming up. Special guest potentially next. Not sure.
Oh,
just going to see if I can pull some strings this part, because this is my town. You know that fact. My town, my ground. I put this joint on the map. I think average 60 here. So that's coming up. Brag artist coming up.
Yeah.
And then in the back end, Guernsey cash 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
We're not walking past that. That's the best prize in radio. But then the back end of the show, Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold from Entourage in studio.
You love him too, Jim.
I am very annoyed that I'm in Adelaide and he's in Melbourne, because he's one of my heroes, one of the all-time greats. Idiot File. We do Good On You, Mate.
Yep.
A good friend of ours from Fish Creek. That's coming up. And then I think we disappoint everyone with a joke right at the end. But that's a bit later on. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's beautiful in Adelaide, Fat. You should be sitting where I'm sitting. Magnificent.
Well, it is beautiful here, my friend, in Melbourne. The roulettes have been out, the Grand Prix, you can hear all the sounds, the cars are revving down the straight there, and it's 22 degrees, so it's beautiful here. Mm-hmm. How did you go last night? You were out gallivanting, weren't you?
I had a great time. Yes, went to the, it was a cocktail dinner. I thought it was just a stand-up thing. It was actually a sit-down dinner. Vogue Australia and Mercedes-Benz, and their two drivers came in, Fat, George Russell and Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis.
It was nuts, so we might talk about that later. It was a great event.
Oh, good. Well done to you. Hello, Rebsy.
There's been surveys this week, and, you know, over 81% of the Australian voters, they want action on climate change. They understand it's happening now.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire, Jim. We got Martin Rice in here. A doctor, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I read, I did a bit of research there, Marty, and I read that the Earth has warmed.
Hasn't come back on since.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
And Marty.
And then you called him Marty.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Martin Rice.
I know.
Fat.
Superstar. Yes, Jim.
I'm looking out on the ground here.
Yeah.
And there's a big cat with his footy boots on.
Oh.
Doing a very specific warming up with Shannon Burns.
Yes.
And I'm guessing it's your Fizzetta, little bloke.
Yeah.
And we're miles away from anyone else being here. Shuttle running.
Oh. And it's the big, the emergencies are Neil and Nevitt and Parfitt. So
Steve Saunders is also out there, the physio.
Scratcher Neil, it might be. He might come in late.
Interesting. Interesting.
So if he's a big boy. So
he's a big boy. Yep.
That might be Stanley or.
No, it's definitely not Stanley.
In for Stanley.
Oh, to
maybe.
Come in for, yeah. Right, okay. Anyway.
Well, what's that with
keep
interest?
Keep an eye on that.
As we go to the rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Easter's next weekend, by the way, Bill, so make sure you get into Tyre Power.
Yes.
Selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. Buy three, get one free.
And get your wheels right for Easter. That's what you're saying. Spot on there. Good a great win, St Kilda, last night, Jimmy
Unbelievable.
Boy.
Unbelievable.
It was a good game. There was Collingwood in front, St Kilda in front. Then they had a really good third quarter and then kicked away. But, gee, I tell you what, Ross Lyon, he's got them playing beautifully. They're well coached, well drilled. Yep. And what you hear a lot of now is role players. They've got some good role players just playing their role, Jim, and I know every club has. But they were good last night.
Well, they weren't the worst last week.
No, that's true.
I told you, I had a look at the vision because I hadn't seen it, and Geelong are playing tonight. And I thought, wow, St Kilda really pushed them at home, which is, something not a lot of clubs do. So I wasn't surprised, but what's going on with Collingwood?
Oh, zip and three, and now got to, as we all know, go to the Gabba. But they're just off. They're off down back, they're off in the midfield, and they're off up front.
That'll generally mean you're off, yeah.
Well, off, but the whole ground. Normally you're off a little bit. They're off everywhere. Wanganeen Miller was outstanding that run. He is a good player, had 32. Jack Higgins, Yes. Have a listen to our call here. He kicked one of the great goals you'll ever see at the MCG.
Deep inside 50, Quayne with a defensive effort. Darcy Moore back there. He was well tackled. Higgins has gone for the miracle shot from the boundary line. It'll be the best goal you've ever seen. You can't do that. You cannot do what he's just done. Ridiculous.
Some contention too. Was
Isaac Smith said it's the greatest goal he's ever seen.
He said that?
Yep.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Looked out from the TV screens.
Yeah. Like Jezza last year against Collingwood too.
They've been whinging all day.
You're going all the way back to the pig harms.
Yeah, that's what they brought up last night, Jim. That was a great goal. And all the best to Mason Wood. Sickening injury there, head knock. So all the best to Mace there, who's a good boy. Selections, Tex Walker. Have you seen Texan yet?
Texan.
He's
he plays.
Back tonight.
Got to play.
Got to play, yes. Of course, Jai Simpkin returns for North. That's good. So does Luke McDonald. Harrison Petty comes into Melbourne.
Texan.
Sorry, I was a bit late on that.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, Sandra Sully. Harrison Petty, that's a good. We like that. It'll be interesting to see. They'll play him up forward, won't they?
Oh, I'd imagine.
And Jack McRae still can't get a game at the Dogs, Jimmy boy. Good work by the Socceroos last night. They won their World Cup qualifier, 2-0 over Lebanon. Great win there. And I'm just looking up the Sheffield Shield because WA were all out for 347, Jimmy boy.
Which is actually well done by Tassie. They were looking like they're going to put on 500. Well,
Cooper Connolly made 90.
And Cooper Connolly got 90. Sam Whiteman got 104. And in return, well, Tassie, they're 1 for 36.
Right.
You see, your man got a few wickets too. The off-spinner, Jared Freeman, took three.
Didn't he, Justin? Yep, that's it, mid-on.
Yes, exactly. also, game two of the NBL Finals takes place tonight down in Tassie. United are up 1-0.
The Jackies.
Big, big game. The Jack Jumpers at home. They're bloody hard to beat. So we'll see what happens there. Game three is at John Cain Arena on Sunday. Melbourne Storm travel to Newcastle to take on the Knights.
Rugby League.
6:15 on Sunday.
They're undefeated.
They are 2-0. Mm-hmm. One of the great, speaking of great goals, great tries you'll ever see. Xavier Coates last week. And big racing tomorrow. That's what I'm going to here. The Golden.
It's got the form guide out.
Golden Slipper. $5 million race tomorrow, Jim, up there in Sydney and the George Ryder. And then there's some good races at the Moonee Valley. So make sure if you get along there, you bet responsibly, you do all that, but have a win.
I went to the Virgin Lounge Rabbits, and I think it was about 11:30 when I got in there to get on the flight over to Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the only available seats was one of those low-slung leather ones with a little table in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an empty beer glass.
Ooh.
And the form guide, I thought, Fat's been here. That's the very first thing I thought when I sat down.
No, he wouldn't have left the form guide.
No, I wouldn't have left. Oh, speaking of that, the Albury Gold Cup is on today.
Wodonga?
And Albury?
Just the Albury one on today. I wonder if it's one. We'll have a look during the break. But
next,
a bit of music.
I'm talking footy here in Adelaide next.
All right, righto.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news. Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
The cars are back out. The Formula One ones at Albert Park. Okay. There you go.
You see
a couple of them there.
You see what happened last night with the V8s?
No.
Brock defeated our two boys. Brock defeated the other little one.
Will Brown.
Will Brown. Brock defeated him last night.
Really?
Our boys, Jim.
Oh, like
poor old
Davey
Reynolds.
They're not Davey level, but they're our boys.
They're better than
Hey, Fat.
Yes.
I went last night to this amazing thing on the track, actually, for, as I said, Vogue Australia and Mercedes.
Oh.
And it was a very nice, intimate dinner. Beautiful. Britt Selwood was there among, you know, lots
lovely,
and lots of...
Lovely lady, Britt.
Isn't she magnificent?
Beautiful, yep.
So I had a good chat to her and lots of people there. It was good fun. Anyway, Mick Doohan was there, that type of celebrity. And we're all sitting there and suddenly the lights go down and in from the side...
California town.
...comes Lewis Hamilton and George Russell, Mercedes two F1 drivers.
Oh.
And they sit down at the front. They're interviewed by a very capable lady, actually did a great job, Holly. Oh. And I sat there and I'm thinking, right, what are we going to hear from these two?
Something new.
F1 drivers. Anyway, and I've for some reason always thought Lewis Hamilton had a bit of Tool about him.
Yeah,
right. I don't know why I thought that. I just have always thought that. Never heard him speak before.
Yep.
Anyway, couldn't be more wrong. He was brilliant. He spoke much more than George.
Yep.
Seven-time world champion, of course. And what he's talked about, Fat, which I thought was incredible, he talked about diversity and inclusion in the paddock and in the pit lane.
Ah.
He said, I've been doing this for the best part of 20 years.
Yep.
When I first started, he said, I'm obviously a man of colour.
Yeah.
There wasn't one person in the pit lane who was a person of colour.
Wow.
And he said there was also barely a woman. Yeah. There might have been one or two out of the 300 people that were there.
Mm.
Everyone was white and male, and that's just how it was.
Yes.
And he said, look, we are passionate about our people being the best, so that's all we cared about. But he said, I started looking around and thinking this is wrong. We got to fix this.
Yeah. Yep.
He said, we started this – it's not a charity. He said, we just started this thing rolling where we had to get women and we had to get people of colour and diversity into the pit lane somehow or another.
Yep.
Anyway, that was nearly 15 years ago. They've raised Christ knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars. But what I loved while he was talking about it is he said – I put 20 million pounds in myself.
20 million pounds.
20 million pounds.
50 mil.
That's 50 of our dollars.
Oh, see, that you've got to say well done. Like, that is unbelievable. When they put their hard-earned in themselves, Jim, that's something.
Now, I know everyone will say, well, he's got it to spend because they earn a fortune, and he does earn a fortune. But he said, now when I walk down the pit lane, I see people of all races and colours, and I see lots of women. And he said, and this the other driver, George, said, you can't believe the impact this bloke's had on changing what we do as Formula One drivers. So, you know what? I got in the car with Lisa, and we drove away, and I said, that is actually incredible.
No. Well done, Lewis Hamilton. That is fantastic. Now this,
and
is...
he's going to Ferrari next year.
Is he? No.
So he's in the middle of this Mercedes stronghold.
Oh, is he?
He's buggering off to Ferrari next year.
But... I know Lewis put in 50 million. You know what I did? Actually, I'm going to wait for the brag artist.
All right, brag artist.
Oh, yeah. Are we doing that? Yes,
we are. All right, we are. Yeah. I want to talk footy next.
Yes, you want to talk footy.
I want to talk Adelaide footy next.
Oh, Adelaide footy. Half an hour behind over there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio. Triple M. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sitting here in the commentary side of the ground, which is the western side of this magnificent stadium, and I'm looking across at the eastern side and the Mark Ricciuto stand, and there's a man who was tough.
It's a wonder he's not there in the commentary, of course. I'll give him that. He was tough, but honestly, mate, he's a bogan from Wakeree. So let's be honest, a bogan from Wakeree, and he would be up there water skiing now with a slab with his goatee and bald head. His voice doesn't work because he has too many frothies. You can't understand. Yeah, we're kicking to the eastern end this week. And he's got no idea. He's got about 15 kids. I think he's a myth. I think he's a myth, Jim.
Whoa! You're branding him a myth.
Yeah. M, however you spell it.
I cannot believe. We got someone on the line. Roo.
Is that how you treat a guest, Bill?
Oh! You didn't tell me it's coming on, Jim. One of the greats, all able Australians, tough as a cat's head, and I love him.
I heard they opened a new grandstand in Geelong. It wasn't called the Billy Brownless grandstand, was it?
No. I haven't even got a urinal, haven't got a bar, I've got nothing at that bloody joint. I gave, gave me blood and guts. How are you, Rui?
I'm good, thank you. Why aren't you over in Adelaide like Bray is?
Well, he's got a call and I'm just here. I hold the ship together over here like you do with the breakfast show, my friend. How are we going? Are you a bit worried about tonight?
Always worried. I get respect the Cats. Bloody good side. Played pretty well last week.
Yeah, he did.
Look up and about, don't they, a bit?
They were. They were quite good last. The old blokes are still playing well, which is very important. Then they've got some kids there too. I see you signed up Matty Nix. That was interesting.
Yeah, another couple of years for Nix. He's done a great job. He's took over at a tough time when the club decided to do a rebuild. So every year he's got better and a bit stiff not to play finals this year. I think everything going reasonably well. Hopefully they'll be playing first time for a while in September.
Didn't you play last? Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't a goal. That's right. Keezy thought it was a goal.
Oh, Keezy.
Well, it was a goal.
He's still celebrating, Keezy.
He's still celebrating. But anyway, there was eight of them high-fiving each other and having a couple of beers up on the hill after he kicked it. And the goal umpire still said, let him kick in. That's all right.
That's one of my, not favourite, because I felt for not only Keezy but Adelaide, because you should have played finals, all things being equal. But
thanks.
He He's got his hand to the ear, looking at the crowd, while the ball's exiting D50 and going down the other end route.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he doesn't kick too many goals in the boundary line, Keezer, and especially to get him into the final. So he was probably entitled to celebrate. It was a pretty good goal.
Yeah, it was.
I'm just looking through the side here, the Adelaide side. Oh, Windscreens, he's been in good form.
Who's Windscreens?
O'Brien, he's been good in the run. What about the bloke who fixes the boots up, does all the boot work?
Who's that?
Peddler.
Yes. He got a broken nose last week. Look out there, but he's a good player. Who else do you like, Bill?
Well, the bloke on social media, and he does well. He matches up a lot of people. Hinge.
What the hell is that?
You're not on that one.
I'm on everything. Keys to the city. Oh, Buttsy. Buttsy's going right down back.
Buttsy might get his big job on the big tomahawk. How's he moving?
About as quick as me.
Well, he's about 40, so that's all right.
Oh, he's still a big boy. Jeremy Cameron's a star there, mate. Jeez,
tell me about Ollie Dempsey, Bill. Yeah. What's the big rave about him at the moment?
Well, he's just a young kid and he flies for his marks. That's what you love about him. He goes for him. He kicked 3 goals, should have kicked 4 last week, but he's just a good kid. He brings enthusiasm and energy, and very important to bring energy to the game.
How many midfielders are you running with at the moment? Well, run me through them other than Danger. Who else plays?
No.
Clark?
Well, yeah, Clarkie. Atkins. He's good. Clarkie's good. We'll throw Blixarves in there. Atkins is hard.
Yeah. O'Connor?
No, he'll tag. Who will he tag? He'll tag
Dawson.
Rory Laird or Dawson, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Oh, you got any other mids?
Oh, O'Sheen's playing. He's a little Irishman. He's good. We like him. He'll be good tonight. But we're a bit we haven't got a lot of mids, to be honest. And Danger, who's found some form, and he loves playing at Adelaide Oval because you gave him – thanks for Danger.
We gave him a start, and then he buggered off for cash.
He wanted to go to a better place to live.
Yeah, he did. Down at Fish Creek. What a good – not Fish Creek, but Moggs Creek.
Not Moggs. We're speaking about Fish Creek later.
It's a beautiful spot, Moggs Creek, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yeah. How are you going?
What are you up to anyway, yeah, Roo? What
am I doing?
Yeah.
How many kids
I'm
you got?
I'm looking after the 6 kids. I've got one in year 12, one in year 10, one in year 8, one in year 7, one in year 5, and one in year 3.
Jesus. Oh, my God. How's the bill? What about that? We whinged about what we had to pay for schooling, Jim. Imagine old Roo boy getting it.
I'll be like KG Cunningham. I'll be on Triple M till I'm 80.
And what about Dits? How's he going, our old mate?
Well, fat.
He turned 60 a couple of months ago, Dits.
He would have had a few reds. No, sorry, he would have had a few more than he normally has.
he's calling tonight too, he's so he'll be with you, Bray.
And, beautiful.
You know, hey, what did you make of the Saints? They're all right, aren't they?
They're going bloody well. Collingwood have got a hangover, but I wouldn't mind having one myself, like a premiership hangover. That'd be good.
You know, the good thing about a premiership hangover, you got the premiership.
You won the premiership.
Exactly right, Roo.
Well, that wasn't one for you, Rashoot. 97-98, of course, back-to-back the Adelaide Crows. I'm glad I'm actually doing the TV game, so I'm not going to be calling with Dits, even though I love how he operates. But I'm glad you're not involved, because the last time I was in this commentary box calling a game of football, you were doing special comments. Mm. I had to go and get the lacerations in my ribcage sewn up after the game finished.
You deserved it. You're disrespectful to Ben Keys.
No, yes, I love Keyser. Come on, Jim.
I love the
Keyser.
Disrespectful. Tell the truth.
And then pressure forward.
Pressure forward. Hard working, up and back. Goal kicking.
You didn't need to pound me. A bloody separated shoulder.
Good.
And
you
a
deserve
broken rib.
That. You deserve that.
Hey. Just stick up. Mates, that's all.
Yeah, well done. Hey, Rui, we're coming over, gather round, looking forward to it, and we'll spend some time and have a couple of frothies.
All right, look forward to it, guys. Good to chat to you.
See you,
buddy. Good luck with the Crows tonight, Rashoot.
Yeah, thank you, Spray, and good luck. Billy, we're having a beer on it, or?
Yeah, we'll have a schooner.
West End draft.
Schooner at Carlton. Adelaide Crows legend Mark Rashuto on the Rush Hour. Plenty more still to come. Friday brag artist Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold himself,
that's
in studio.
What about how Bill went to water once Roo started?
From the toughest
bloke.
Legend. Don't do that to me because he's tough.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
Adelaide, James Brayshaw, and Melbourne, Billy Brownless.
Yes, Rabsy, and we love this Friday. A chance to pump yourself up. And that's what we want. That's what we want. it's called Friday Brag Artist.
Are we doing the opener now? We usually do it. All right.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist, Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I used to weigh 183 kilos and just recently I picked under triple digits.
My parents have been away for the past 7 days and I've made my own breakfast, lunch and dinner every day.
Yes! Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Hey, what? Tyre Power know what to put their name to?
Don't
Rappy?
Just...
Yes. Damo?
And?
Friday Brag Artist.
Well, here, Jimmy boy, I have signed up and paid, and I am a foundation member of the Tasmanian Devils. There it is there. I paid a lot of money to get this foundation membership. And do you know how many have signed up now?
Over 150,000.
Which is 1.5 million towards the foundation, which is fantastic. So I am a Tasmanian Devil. There it is there, Jimmy boy. I see you haven't signed up.
So your brag artist cost you 10 bucks.
15. Because you get three stickers for the 15 package. I actually paid $15. Leroy got me onto it because he's a passionate Tasmanian. Right. So we did it last night.
Okay, we went out to this thing last night, as I told you. So, and Lise was out getting herself ready to go out to the thing last night.
Yeah.
So I made the kids dinner, made the kids lunches for today, and set the table so that when they got back, everything was set and ready to go.
Set the table.
You're so unbelievable.
All done, Fat.
You set the table.
She comes back in and everything's done and she's just got, she's curling the mo.
Okay. What did you make for lunch?
I made ham sandwiches, ham rolls.
Oh, well done.
Beautiful too. And, of course, the magnificent pasta. I've told you about that before, the pasta sauce. Yeah. But, Fat.
Yes.
Also, the table all ready to go. Garlic bread. I was the best husband a man could ever be last night.
I hope it worked.
What are we giving away, please, Rabbits?
We are giving away $200 Neverland store vouchers, your home of Australian streetwear. Shop in-store or online, plus some Rush Hour T-shirts, thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft.
Well done, Rabbits. Right. 1-3-3-5-3, ring us, tell us what you're bragging about on a Friday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where are your Buccaneers?
On his Buckethead.
Right now, it is time for Friday Brag Artist, JB.
Oh, come on, let's do it. Madison first from Lilydale. Hey, Madison.
Hello.
Hello, Madison. How old are you?
10.
And what have you done, Madison?
I took 5 for 12 from 5 overs for the Lilydale Falcons girl cricket team.
Wow. 5 for 12 in 5 overs.
For the Lilydale Falcons. Thank you. The Falcons. 5 for 12. What are your balls? Spinners or quick, Madison?
Quick.
Quick.
well done. That's magnificent. Stay on the line. I like that. Michael, South Morang. Hello, Mickey.
Okay. How are you, boys?
Good, mate. What have you done, Mickey?
Took me day off work. Yep. Gave myself a day off to go down to my kids' primary school and cook 700 sausages for their fundraising show day today.
Oh. You're so unbelievable.
That's good. That's good, Mick. That's a lot of sausages.
M-E-G.
Certainly was. Oh, 3, and my son had 4, I think.
I like that. All right, stay there. Good, good. Who we got now? Christian.
In Berwick. G'day, Chriso.
Fat. How you going, mate? Yeah. I got a good one. This one's for you.
What have you done, Christian?
There was a Carl's Jr. and they were running a promotion there.
Yeah.
And the promotion was if you stay and camp out the front of the store overnight, you win free burgers for an entire year.
Yeah.
So I sent it to my mates, and three of my mates went along with me. We stayed out overnight. Anyway, free burgers for a year. Thank you.
You're so unbelievable.
Not bad, the Carl's Burgers, Junior Burgers.
Blake, they're bloody unbelievable. I can't lie.
So where did you do this? Yeah, where did you do this?
It was in Beaconsfield.
Wow. And you got... That's... burgers for a year.
Mm. That's a good effort.
Well done, mate.
Sleeping out overnight. Yeah. Aiden, Shep, stay on the boys, line there, Christian. Hello, Aiden.
Aiden.
Hey, boys, how are we?
G'day, Hayden.
Aiden, thanks, Bill. But so I bought a new fishing lure today, and before work I decided to go for a flick.
Yeah.
And I got snagged, so I had to take off my boots and went all the way in and got drenched and got my lure back.
Where was this?
Unbelievable. In Maroochydore, mate.
In Maroochydore, Braden.
Maroochydore.
Braden, you are.
Oh, my God.
What kind of lure is it?
Jayden? Top lure.
Hey?
Jayden. Phil, it was a top lure.
Yes! Well done, Odo.
Oh, Maroochydore. I hope he is.
I like it. Stay there. Brett in Bendigo. Hello, Bretland.
Hello.
Hello, hello, Brett. Mate. You're on air.
Hey, awesome. This is Brett from Bendigo here.
Yeah, good. What have you done, Brett? This will be good.
First of all, Billy, get on Militarised tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I like Militarised in Sydney. Yes, like
absolute,
it.
Absolute certainty.
I love it, mate.
Brag. 9 o'clock I started, and I'm a night shift worker. 9 o'clock, and I'm still going.
So oh, 9 o'clock wow. Last night.
That's so unbelievable.
It sounds like
12. That's 12 hours, and then you got another 17 hours you've been going for.
Yep, yes.
And it sounds like it, yes.
It sounded like it, I reckon,
I wanted to talk to Brady a bit more. But yeah, Ramsey's
I thought he actually speaks like you. Now, who are we giving prizes to, please, Fat?
Well, the 700 sausages are bloody good
effort.
Yeah,
it's a good
cooked
effort
for your kids in school. Effort. So well done to Michael.
Mickey,
you've won yourself a $200 Neverland store voucher, mate.
Absolutely awesome.
And Maddie's got to get a T-shirt.
The home of Australian streetwear, by the way. No, you're right. They've got a warehouse sale Friday, the 22nd of March to the 25th of March, 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Massive deals, so make sure you get down there. Past season collections and never-before-seen samples, JB.
Well done. And I think 5 for $12 off five.
Mm. The speedster.
Maddie, a speedster, so she's got to get a T-shirt, Rabbits.
Yeah, Madison, you've won yourself a very, very special edition limited Rush Hour T-shirt thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Pleasure, Maddie.
What about Hayden?
He's going, or getting something.
Or Braden, or what was his name?
Ado, for putting Jayden up with Bill's shit, we're going to send you a Rush Hour T-shirt as well.
All right, thanks, Brayshaw. Thanks, Jill.
Well done, Lua. I good see work. We lured him in.
Good work.
Hey, by the way, tcdtees.com. Use the code RUSHHOUR at the checker. Get 10% off any order. They have merchandise for every single AFL club, so make sure you're looking your best for the 2024 AFL season.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, oh, Jim, two yes. Burglars.
Talking Ford Ranger, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, Ford Ranger is Australia's number one selling vehicle, if you don't mind.
Unbelievable. The Wildtrak, the Sport, the Platinum, the Raptor, they are a good-looking truck, Fat, and I see one every Wednesday night because Joel Selwood's got a big black shiny one.
He has, and the Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of Aussie living, Jimmy Boy, catering for tradies, families, office workers and adventure seekers.
Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer. Good sponsor of the Cats,
yep. Yes, they are. Yeah, how long they've been going?
99 years.
99 years. Started in 1925.
Thank you, Fat.
A cricket update.
Tassie won for 68 in pursuit of West Australia's first innings of 3-4-7 in the Shield final.
That's it.
Only very good players play well in them.
Yes.
Now, a couple of games we need to discuss.
Righto.
I reckon. What I mean, we've like? Already had a bit of a chat about tonight.
Yep.
But there's two games that intrigue me, Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Western Bulldogs and the Gold Coast Suns in Ballarat.
In Ballarat, exactly, Jim.
What are you thinking happens there?
Well, I think the Western Bulldogs are going to bounce back. I reckon they would have got a nice old kick up the bum during the week from Bevo. Because they were poor last week. They were really poor. So I think Darcy comes in, which is very interesting. He'll probably play forward. And does Norton go back? And coaches are stubborn. We all know that. But will he go back and play down back? That will be interesting. I think.
Well,
that,
how do you fit all three of them in? Because you've got Jamara there as well. So that will be the interest. I actually loved Sam Darcy behind the footy when he first started playing for the Dogs.
Yep.
He was an intercept marking, big, tall defender and did a great job.
He did.
Anyway, that'll be interesting.
Kicked five or six last week. So I think he goes forward. Gold Coast are going beautifully all too, right. And we know that. But the Doggies to win that one in the all other right, game.
And Tigers, Port Adelaide, MCG. Why is it that Port Adelaide continually have to prove to us because none of us think they're as good as they probably are?
Well, because they've been out in the straight sets in the finals the last 2 years, Jim. They've promised a lot, haven't they? And then they just died off the second half of the year last year. I'd love to see them do really well. I reckon, like, picking up Big Sava, he's been good. Thatcher down back has been good. And Big Soldo,
Zach Thatcher, yep.
He was good in the ruck, but kicked two goals last week. So they've got a good squad there now. And who wins this, Jim? The Tigers?
Ooh, MCG, and that's the Tigers' home ground, and they were not the worst.
No.
With three down against Carlton the week before. So, yep, I don't know why, but I like the Tigers.
And Tom Brown is on the he's coming in, which is Paul Brown's son. And big news from last night, Max King has been handed a one-match ban.
Ooh.
One match for
a
big
late
Max
hit on Finn McRae in the last quarter. Just caught him with his shoulder.
Oh.
Well, just challenge it.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Every single thing you challenge gets thrown out. So every footy club should, after old mate Sicily, just challenge whatever it is. Doesn't matter what it is.
Hey, 133353, JB. We're doing it.
Oh, yes.
Guernsey we're doing cash it. Time.
Ooh, here we go.
$10,000. How good would that be for your weekend?
Bloody hell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes should suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Oh. Superman even.
Couple of things. Firstly, I think Shannon Neal out in front of me on the Adelaide Oval has learned a lesson today, Fat.
What's that?
Get picked in the seniors.
Why? Because
he
still
has had his ass handed to him by the strength and conditioning people out in the Adelaide Oval. All right, let's get to the Guernsey cash $10,000.
Yes,
and we've got Tim on the line from Bayswater. Timmy.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Timmy, what do you do, Timmy?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it goes well. Goes well. Good to finish off a week, though.
Exactly. You any good at your numbers?
I'd like to think I am, but you never know.
Righto.
Well, and we don't probably pay our teachers enough, so $10,000 would be good in the kick.
Be very helpful.
And do you tell people who you barrack for still, or not anymore?
I did last year, and probably haven't at the start of this year. Probably not.
Jimmy barracks for Collingwood.
Yeah.
No, the reigning premier, mate.
Yes.
Enjoy that. All right, now right. Rabs, the rules, please.
Yeah, 30 seconds on the clock. Tim will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us what number they wore for that team. If they wore multiple numbers, we'll accept either answer. You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 correct, and the $10,000 is yours. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and their club.
All right, you ready, Timmy?
Certainly am.
Come on, Timmy.
Stephen Milne, St Kilda.
44.
Alapate Carlisle, Port Adelaide.
22.
Chris Scott, Brisbane.
Oh, Chris Scott. Chris Scott, 7.
Dion Presti, Richmond.
Meatball. He is... 9. No.
Dion Prestia, Gold Coast.
Pass.
Lockie Young, North Melbourne.
Pass.
Oh, Timmy.
I think that's the worst we've ever had, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, he got the first one, Milne on 44.
That's it.
Carlisle was 27, not 22.
Yes.
Chris Scott was 22. You said 7. The meatball was at Richmond, number 3, of course. You said
3.
9. Then you passed, and then you got nothing.
Nah, so good.
Nah, that was shit.
Well, that's for sure.
It wasn't great, Timmy, but we'll give him something.
Well, after a long week.
Ramsey said no, we're not giving him.
I didn't say anything.
After a long week in the classroom, Timmy, you're a bit frazzled.
Absolutely.
What age do you teach?
Year 12, high school. So.
Oh, bloody hell. Very frazzled.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That booked me this week.
Oh,
so, Rabs, are you saying that there's 100% nothing for
I
Tim?
Looked over to Rabs and shook his head.
No, 100% we will give him a $200 Neverland store voucher because they're great friends of the show. And Timmy needs it. We love our teachers. So yes. $200 Neverland store voucher for you, mate.
Thank you, boys. It's probably too generous, let's be honest.
No. You had a go. You had a crack, Timmy.
Yeah. No, thank you, boys. Much appreciated.
Good on you.
Well done, Timmy. Go and enjoy.
What a treat this is. He's just walked into the airlock. Hollywood superstar.
The staff are up and about. Oh. I can even see him in the back of your shop there.
Dee's there. Beersy's there.
Oh, wow.
Petra. Don't know where Jasper's at.
No, Jasper's there somewhere.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm. Underwhelm and over-deliver, my friend, which I do consistently.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, what a treat this is, JB. Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner, Hollywood superstar Jeremy Piven joins us.
Our next guest spent 8 seasons depicting the wild side of Hollywood as Ari Gold in Entourage.
Wearing the same suit as yesterday?
I spent the night in jail.
Oh, my God. Ari, why didn't you call me?
Because you get one call and I wanted to use it on someone I like to have sex with.
Now, he's bringing his stand-up comedy show to Melbourne, where Hollywood still features.
Guess who the highest-paid actor in Hollywood is? The Rock, right. He's never taken an acting class. Do I sound bitter? Because I am.
Please welcome Jeremy Piven.
Let's go.
Fat.
Yes.
I am properly pissed. I've had to come to Adelaide to call the footy, which means I'm not in the studio with one of my all-time favourites. We're going to get to Ari Gold, but this man has done two of my favourite ever movies, Gross Point Blank and Rock and Roller. He was on Larry Sanders' Saturday Night Live. Jeremy Piven, you are a star.
Oh, you, my man. You know what's crazy? Are you in Adelaide right now?
I'm in Adelaide.
You're not going to believe this, but I'm heading there Sunday.
Oh, f-
I swear to you.
I come back there when you're coming
That's
over here.
That's amazing.
Oh,
we'll wave to each other. Yeah. That's all good.
Where do we start with you? You've had this extraordinary career. You've done so many amazing films, Heat with Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
Your resume is nuts. Do you ever sit quietly and think, bloody hell, I've done all this amazing stuff. It's incredible.
If I did, I would probably be healthy, but I'm very kind of... ambitious and delusional, and I can't get enough, which is why the gentlemen here see that I'm handing out flyers. I'm the guy that still hands out flyers, you know what I mean, to make sure that everyone comes to the Palais Theatre on the 2nd. Mm-hmm. See how I just, you know, just
push that in.
Nice little segue.
Jim, I didn't even meet him. I went up to shake his hand. He goes, here, mate, have this.
Yes.
And he's handing out flyers of himself where he's on live stand-up comedy, Melbourne, Palais Theatre, next Tuesday, Rabsy?
April the 2nd, so 2 Tuesdays' time. Tickets available, ablivetouring.com.au. The Palais Theatre is magnificent,
you're here for a while.
You know what? I'm going to Adelaide to shoot a movie, and then I'm going to come back here. And I've never been... to Australia. So I got off the plane at 8:30 and then I started doing radio at 9:30. So you are all the first Australians I've ever met in my life.
Oh, no.
And Jim and I put on the roulettes. I don't know if they're the planes that flew over, but we put them on for you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no.
You went out of your way. I appreciate it. Well done.
Jeremy, how long has the stand-up been going on? Because, as we say, you're very famous as an actor, TV, and big screen. Since when's the stand-up been a big thing for you?
Well, this is the crazy part is, you know, I've done 80 movies, and I'd done 40 movies before Entourage, and I won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 37 years old. And I said, there's nothing fresh about my face. I've been on stage since I was 8 years old, you know, doing comedy and improvising, and then I started Second City, which is... a comedy troupe in Chicago with a guy named Chris Farley in the 90s. That's how old I am. So I've been doing this forever. I've only been like doing proper stand-up on tour for 10 years, which may sound like a lot to someone, but anyone in the stand-up game would laugh in my face. And I want them to come see my show because it's my honor to make people laugh for an hour. And that's why, you know, the Palais Theatre is it's an honor to play there because it's a big, beautiful theatre. Mm. So I better not suck is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. You do topical things or do you get someone out of the crowd? You know, those comics that go, what do you do, mate? Oh, I'm a baker. Oh, yeah, you must have plenty of dough.
Selfishly, I have enough material that I don't need to, like, you know, write. How long you guys know each other? Oh, did you meet on a dating app?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to be that guy.
Yeah.
But if you want to heckle me,
yes,
then I will happily engage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And people scream, like, let's hug it out, bitch.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, Lloyd!
Yeah. And then I say, I'm sorry, sir, do you have Tourette's? Are you okay? And then they say things like, hey, can you call my wife a... And I say, no, sir, we're at a mall right now in front of a Cinnabon. I can't.
That is so funny.
Yeah, guys, they see me and they want to show me their inner Ari Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing about Australia that I've noticed and about the UK is, like, it's almost like people over here have a respect culturally that they know if you are in the entertainment lane, if you're an actor, for instance, then you've had to go through these rites of passage and do it properly, go to drama school and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And whereas in the States, you can do a sex tape and be discovered in a mall and be a superstar. You know what I mean? So over here, they intrinsically, it's interesting, and the UK, they do have a bit of respect for you. They know, okay, if you're an actor, you've had to go through it.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas in the States, it's just like, Ari, you douchebag. Yeah. Give me a pick, bro. Yeah. I'm a douchebag because of you, bro. Yeah. Ah. You know, it's a lot of that.
You know, you probably don't know this. The character of Ari Gold has worked its way into the vernacular of nearly everyone I know, including the kids in our house. If something goes wrong, you just did it. They go, Lloyd!
Oh, no.
But not only that, what I love from my older two is they give it the, don't hide things from me. Don't hide things from me, Ari. And then you just know the next line is, the only two things I hide from you. And I just go, but hey, what's happening here? They're just quoting the most inappropriate things that one of the most inappropriate characters ever on television is famous for saying.
Well, I don't know if to be horrified or flattered. I mean, but how old are your kids?
Well, they go from 30 down to 16.
Okay. So, I don't feel that bad. If they were 11, you know... It could be a bit awkward, but I, you know, talk about awkward. To this day, I run lines with my mother. So everything I said is Ari Gold. I've said to my mother's face.
No.
And my character has said the craziest, and she never blinks. She's a pro. No. She's been my acting teacher since I was 8 years old.
And she's honest?
She's honest. She stays in the pocket. And you know, you guys didn't ask, but that's the type of thing I do on stage, is I talk about, it's an organic way to get into me playing Ari Gold. Because I'll just launch into monologues and have my mom listen to me and then give me notes. But she's such a pro that I could say, I don't know what I can say on this show, you know.
Anything.
Anything?
No. Yeah, we'll bleep
for instance, you'll believe it? Okay.
Yeah.
I would say, Lloyd, if you have so much in your eyes that you can't see what's right in front of your face, there better be a Scud missile heading towards us, Yoko, or I'll choke you out with a strap on. And she'd go,
What would mom
good,
say?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Let's go again. Let's go again. And I need you to make, you know, this.
Gotta love
it
your
was
mom.
Very general.
Yeah.
It was very general. Let's go again. You know what I need you to make specific? The strap on.
Oh.
It wasn't very specific. And so, you know, that's my mom. And she knows that it's fiction. She knows that it's written. You know, she's an artist. So people are like, how could you do that in front of your mom? Like, my mom has seen me. I've been at premieres with my mom where one time I did a movie called Very Bad Things in which it got so bad at one point I had to take my mother and literally escort her into, like, the lobby because there's certain things that a mother shouldn't see a son do.
Yes.
You know. And
what was it?
Well, my character accidentally killed a hooker.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And I just don't think that Joyce Piven needs to see that. You know what I mean?
Joycey?
No, she doesn't need to see that.
Hey, we've got a crowd out here, Jim, because they've heard you going on. They've come from everywhere to hear it.
I've got flyers for them.
No, yes. Be wary. He's got flyers.
Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven is with us, JB. He's performing at the Palais Theatre in St Kilda Tuesday, April 2nd. You can grab your tickets, ablivetouring.com.au.
Oh, well, and that's what's brilliant about this show. Not only the stand-up humour, but also your incredible incredible journey, you know. So people are fascinated as well as laughing because, as I say, you when I look at your filmography, it's ridiculous. Like, tell me about working with Pacino and De Niro. How was that?
You know, it's interesting because I'm such a, you know, and I'm not being self-deprecated by saying this, I'm a journeyman actor. So, you know, like that particular movie, you know, the audition, I'll never forget it. I sat there for about 4 hours waiting to audition, everyone else had started to melt down and they leave. And if you can just literally just be the last one in that room, and I got in there and auditioned and got the role. And, you know, like so many movies that I've done, it's a tiny little role. And then you're suddenly in a scene with Robert De Niro, and it's kind of like posting up against Michael Jordan. So you got to be ready. And I just start improvising, and then I turn these tiny little roles into something. But the reality is, you know, in Rush Hour, I played the gay Versace salesman, and that my only line was, "May I help you?" And then suddenly I just keep going, and the director doesn't yell cut. And I just go, "So you've got the mochaccino skin and the big broad shoulders. Let's put a dead animal on you." And I just keep going and going and going. And suddenly I have a substantial role. And the reality is I was paid $270 to do that role.
Wow.
And Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each paid $20 million. I'm very bitter. And I'm going to unpack this at the Palais Theater on April 2nd.
Well, no,
and I know how to transition.
Yeah. You do. I Guy Ritchie films. Like, yeah, we all love them.
Rock and Roller.
Yeah, Rock and Roller.
Yeah, man.
Did you have to swear in that?
Guy Ritchie was my hero, and I just literally, it's a smaller role in that. But I mean, you look at that cast; it's just incredible. And you know, that guy can do no wrong. You know, Lock, Stock, and all that stuff. And yeah, he's you know, that was one of those movies that, like, I think it's a bit of a cult classic because they didn't quite get it when it came out.
Yeah.
So it's had like another life, which is great. And I, you know, it's funny. Whenever I've never been to Australia, but I was supposed to, I'm coming here basically to do two movies, and I immediately tried to book these theaters because I just thought I gotta like be amongst the people. Pardon. Because whenever I hear an Australian accent, they come over to me when I'm in the States, and I'm like, wait a minute, something's going on here. I think there's some love in Australia for me.
Yeah, there's enormous love.
So, look at this love.
Oh, I know. Fans everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Jeremy, indulge me just for 1 second, because as I said off the top, I'm a huge Gary Shandling and Larry Sanders Show fan. What a groundbreaking human and show. It was about 15 years before its time.
Yeah, you're right, man. I was just a kid. I was right out of college, and I auditioned and got that role, and he's a genius, and I just got to kind of witness all these geniuses and kind of do my small part and just be there every day. And, you know, that's one of those shows that people don't realize that, like, you know, I'm thank you for bringing it up, because not everyone knows about that show. And the New York Times, which is very tough, said when they broke down the best shows of the 90s, it was like Larry Sanders and Seinfeld were one and two.
Yep.
And I think it's you know, influenced a lot of people. And for me, it was just like graduate school. I just got to see the best kind of work every day. And so, yeah, I've kind of come about all this honestly. And for the past 12 years, I've been working on my own film, which is an adaptation of an Arthur Miller short story. And we just finished it. And it's the best work of my life. And it's funny, like, you know, we're trying to sell it right now. And it took, you know, everyone said no when I was trying to get people, because I play a tap dancer. You know, they're like, what? Yeah. And no one would buy it. And, you know, it's just funny. Like, if you can see it, you got to do it yourself. Because I'm too old to play the role. You know, I can't tap dance. But they said no for 10 years. So for 10 years, I studied tap until finally we found the money. The more they said no, the better I got a tap until I was able to do the role. And so we just finished it. And so I'll come back here when we hopefully,
definitely,
you know, put it in theaters as soon as possible. Bring it.
Adelaide, where I am, what are you doing here? You've got some stand-up to do and a film, yeah?
I'm doing a film out there where I'm playing, as you guys call it, a baddie. Ooh. And it's just, I can't tell you too much about this movie, but it's like, it's so topical. When I read it, I just thought, why aren't more people doing this? Because we're going through a lot with big pharma. I don't want to say too much, but big pharma. Yeah. And it's also very confusing what we just all went through. It's like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a lot of layers. Like, okay, we were all in lockdown. We all got, you know, we took the vaccine. We got 116 booster shots. What's actually in it? Yeah. Why were we bullied? What's happening? Why are there more billionaires? You know, I should stop talking because the more you say,
you'll give it away.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Rush Hour 2? Our show here is called Rush Hour.
Yes.
And you were in Rush Hour 2.
Yes. And I do talk about that. I literally do a 10-minute bit about what it's like to act with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. Yeah. And so I play the gay Versace salesman, as I told you. And it's just over the top. And I just threw everything I had into it. And Jackie Chan's got a couple interpreters there. I'm just going, buttercream, 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 crack skin. And his interpreters were like, I think he said butt cream. Maybe he has hemorrhoids.
Good.
There's a lot of that. Oh, a lot of that.
Rush Hour.
But you know what's crazy? When I do these stand-up shows, people come up to me afterwards and they say to me, we didn't know you were this funny. And I'm 200 years old and I've done 1,000 movies. I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't know that? So it's one of those backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me happy because I've been trying to do my own stuff for so long. And so now I'm doing it. And listen, to entertain an audience for an hour, you know, is not easy and I love it.
Hey, Jeremy, let me ask you this. The thing I loved most about Entourage, it was just such a superb show, but also how wrong it was. Just as the whole world's focused on being correct and politically in the lane all the time, this show came along that just smashed that to bits. The way you spoke to your gay executive assistant, the way you spoke to Beverly D'Angelo's character, Babs, that was just liquid gold. And we all watched it and went, at least there's somewhere we can go where we're not being told what to say and how to behave.
Liquid gold could be a good name for like a tour or something. Yeah. I'm going to steal that.
Like it.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that we've been overcompensating for a few years now, and you know, people have been operating out of fear. And the reality is, you have a character like Ari Gold that's an equal opportunity offender, and you know, he would say things that are very offensive, but at the same time, he was monogamous with his wife. Mm-hmm. He did have Lloyd's best interest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it's funny, you know, if you want people to say all the right things and tick all the boxes, but they're actually the devil, or do you want someone, you know, who's going to be a bit offensive and cheeky, but is a decent human being, you know? And that's, you know, that's the question of what's going on right now. Because a lot of people know how to look good in public.
Yes.
And it's a whole other conversation.
A lot of people get offended out there too.
Yeah.
In this world. The world's to be honest.
Yeah.
It is, Jez.
Yeah, we're in a weird time, that's for sure.
No, it is. Hey, we've got a lot in common because I just did an hour stand-up out at the Curran Patterson Lakes Footy Club, Netball Club. And look, I got the envelope here.
Okay, your check? You're breaking out your check? This is some old school stuff right now. Man, you're more Jewish than I am. You're counting your money right now?
No, I'm not counting.
What is going on?
But I got the envelope. That's what you got to get. That's the hardest thing, waiting around for the bloke to come up and pay you.
Wow, so you got paid.
Yes.
Professional comic.
Well, not really. Jeremy, what an honor and a privilege. This is so cool. The show will be amazing. Rebs, when and how do people get tickets?
Tuesday, April 2nd, so that's Tuesday week. Tickets available, ablivetouring.com.au. That's ablivetouring.com.au. Jeremy Piven
Should
live.
We say, like, if they say Rush Hour, we'll give them some free meet and greets?
Yeah.
We can hang out.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, yeah. Bloody hell.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we'll save them some money. Because I'm Jewish and I think about this stuff.
I like that.
This is all I think about.
And as we let
money.
Wait a minute, I just gave away my money.
No.
You did.
Oh, I'm screwed.
As we let you go, I want you to look down the barrel. I want you to think that I'm Babs, and I want you to give me the best cook Babs. That you gave Babs in the show that you had to say in front of your mum.
Oh, my God. Wait, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Poor old Joyce.
I think you said her.
Babs, you look great, except you're wearing 11 bras and some Spanx, and you're viciously mediocre. How about this? You're fired. You're fired.
Oh, look at things off. Go.
What a legend.
Well done.
Three-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner, Hollywood superstar, Jeremy Piven on the Rush Hour. He's playing at the Palais Theatre Tuesday, April 2nd. Tickets, ablivetouring.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
A bit more standard.
I had dyslexic.
Now, idiot time. Sometimes it's idiot file.
Yes.
Sometimes it's idiot song.
Yes.
The constant is the idiot.
Yeah.
And that's you. That's you. And today, Maddie has been hard at work in the booth. There he is. Because it's F1 week. Maddie Haywood, hit it.
Because there's a young Australian, Jim. He is an ace. His name is Oscar Piastri.
Don't say that. Have another go.
Rap. Oscar Piastri.
That's better.
Piastri. There you go.
Oscar
Piastri. Head out on the highway. Oscar Piastri.
Piastri.
Oscar Piastri is promoted to a racer.
Almost said Pistorius.
Yeah, I know. Max Verstappen and what's his name?
Tell us where the Formula One is this weekend.
Aschberger's Zan.
You got the ass from Haas. We shouldn't say that.
Can't be saying that. Our special guest.
Well, Jim, he got the ass from Haas.
That is Australia. That is Australian humor.
What about old Bernie, the Formula F1 owner? Bernie.
Formula.
Former F1 owner.
So Formula F1 owner.
Sebastian Vettel told boy's team not to pass. Our man does the right thing and gets boned by the German helmet.
What will it?
It's like a cyclist passing someone on the way into the Champs of Lay. That bloody place in Paris, Jim. I never wanna die.
He's got a cramp. Look at him. He's cramped. To be
wild. Hill's got a sword. He's cramping.
Oh, my God.
Marco Webber's leading the race in Poxy, Germany at the Nürnberg, at the Turdberg.
That'd be the Nürnberg ring, Bill.
Which I was trying to say until you interrupted me, you little peanut.
Boned by the German helmet.
I think you wrote that.
I cannot believe. Like, we've been on air that long. There's stuff that's happened I've just forgotten.
Yeah.
But this race brings the best out in you, Fat.
It does. And Bakes. And I tell you what, if Oscar Piastri doesn't finish 1, 2, or 3, Jim, on the podium, he will be baked.
Well, no, I think he's a young man. We'll give him some time.
He knows about the bakes, and he was told he's going to get baked. So the Piastri might become a piesta, a pizza. It'll be baked. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God. He does it every time. He starts the next idiot file at the end of the last one every single week.
You're in Adelaide, but his brain was going, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I've gone up an idiot. Oh, no.
I know.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing tonight, by the way?
A couple of cones. Jim, we're going to do something we haven't done for a while.
Go on.
It's called Good On You, Mate, where we try and help out someone or a club that's in need. And the Fish Creek Football Club is in need because their club rooms, the Fish Creek Football Netball Club, rooms were destroyed in a suspicious fire in November, Jim. Mm. And you know what that's like at a footy club. When everything gets burnt down and all the honour boards and all the history and tradition, there's nothing worse. So we're talking to Jordan Shaw. He's the favourite son of the president there at Fish Creek. And, Jordo, tell us what happened, mate, at Fish Creek.
Yeah, so basically early November, some clowns, I suppose you'd say, rolled into the footy club, broke in, stole a bit of booze, a bit of dough that they could find, and torched the joint to the ground, and nothing was saved really.
So I think Fish Creek's about 120 years old. There's honour boards, there's photos, there's premiership cups, shields, all that, all gone.
All that, all gone, yeah. We managed to save a few of the old cups, but yeah, there's not a hell of a lot left of them, that's for sure.
So what do we need to do, mate? I know you've been hard at work getting money raised. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, we had we recently just had a sportsman's night gala down there a few weeks ago, which was a huge success. Fev came down, donated all the booze for the night, all the beer with his new company, Everyday Australia.
Well done, Fev.
Which was great. We had Joey Montagna, one of your mates, down as well with him, and Kate Eddy, Belinda Snell, Neil Baum and David Parkin come down as well, which was great. We had a few auctions that night, and we walked away with close to 65K, which was a great fundraiser for the event. But yeah, I mean, the rebuild's ticking along. We've with all the help of the volunteers, and there's plenty of tradies down at the club. We've not been able to knock up some temporary rooms and showers to go with that, so we'll be able to play our home games there round one. And you know, the insurance and all that sort of stuff has come through, but with the new rebuild and hitting all the code requirements and stuff like that, we're probably looking at about between 3 and 5 million, they're sort of saying. So we've just got to keep rattling the tin and see what we can do.
Very successful football club, netball club also, Fish Creek. Is it the most successful in Victoria?
Well, I think so, yeah. We've won 37 senior flags, I think.
37,
yeah. We ticked another one off the season just gone, which was great. So yeah, very, very successful. There's a couple of the old boys have been 11 timers, which is unheard of.
11 timers, jeez.
Yeah, and you've also the home of the great Wayne Wiedemann. I'm in Adelaide at the moment, Geordie, and well, he was more down at Footy Park, but he had the goatee and the mullet and the real mean look. And then when you meet him, he's one of the nicest blokes you could ever say hello to.
Absolutely, yeah. Haven't had a lot to do with Wayne. I'm actually a Crows supporter. You wouldn't read about it. Don't know if Wayne had anything to do with it. But Wayne donated with the Adelaide Footy Club a great thing for the auction. It was like a game day experience down in the room, sort of post game and lunch with the assistant coaches to sort of go through what they're trying to do for the day. So yeah, that was amazing from him.
Mate, he is a ripper, take my word for it. All right, so what can we do to help? What can the Rush Hour family do to help the Fish Creek Footy Club?
Well, if you want to get on the Fish Creek Football Netball Club social media pages, the Facebook, the Instagram, there's a link in the bio for the GoFundMe page.
Yep.
Get on that.
And when's the next home game?
The home game, we kick off just after Easter.
Righto.
Actually, a grand final rematch against Newborough and unfurl the flag and that. So fingers crossed we can get the W in that one.
Oh, get along there, the first home game. Fish Creek, of course, Rabsy. You'll tell us where to find all those things, how we can help out.
Well,
get in the bio.
That's it. Jordan just said on the bio, on the club's social media, they've got a GoFundMe. They need funds, Bill, rebuild their club.
They need money. A successful club. All the best, Jordo.
Good on you, Bill. Thanks, JB.
Well done, Jordy.
Go the Crows.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Imagine if everyone was honest, Jim.
Not sure that would work, Bill.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, it's Monday, Damo in.
Damo.
And Kane Corns ahead of the fight against our man, Nath Brown.
That will be interesting. We're looking forward to that. He's under the most pressure, isn't he, Nath?
Oh.
Nath's under the most pressure. Because everyone wants to see him belt Kane.
He's loaded up a couple of videos of him training.
Who, Nath?
Oh, yeah.
Kane?
It's all right when the bag doesn't punch back, my friend.
No. Not Corn. Corn hasn't loaded anything.
Corn. Come on, Corn.
Corn. Branding him Corn. All right, here we go. Fat, you got a joke? I'm filming myself from Adelaide listening to your joke.
It snuck up on me, but I'm just going to have to pull one from the back of the mind.
A save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least
Bruce, I feel.
Yeah, pigeons die after
that. No, 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 no.
Not going there.
Not no, there. I come home the other night, Jim, and of course Oscar's living with me. Some strange noises coming out of his bedroom.
Oh.
So I went to investigate, Jim, and I'm sure Oscar? Enough. Yeah, he's watching porn. Oh, no. All these weird noises. And I said, Oscar, don't go watching that. You'll go blind.
Oh, no.
He said, Dad. I'm over here.
Oh my God. That's the 15th telling. Yeah.
Dad was blind. Dad's blind.
You know what that deserves.
Dad's blind, Jim.
Hit the button that deserves. That's
a good, it is a good joke, it's but a good it's gag. Too many times.
That is too many times.
Well, but any help from anyone?
I gave you a website.
And they're all shit.
You've told one yesterday and it got a laugh. Mm.
All right. I'm not the joke said I'm gonna have a break from the joke. We're not doing it anymore.
That's try to it. Think of another word.
Hacienda or something I was going to have.
I'll tell you the word I thought of.
A hiatus.
Shit. That's the word that comes to my mind, Fat.
When I look in this screen, I see shit. No pigeon. Go to the break. Come on, Cats. That's a big game. They've got to win this one. Come on, Putty Cats.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.